Welcome to the first Bearcast of the 2023-2024 school year. It took a little while to get this rolling this year, but we should be good to go with our monthly Bearcast until the end of the year. Welcome back from hibernation, Bears. What a great start to the year so far. And a big welcome to all our new Bear Cubs in grade 6. There's been a lot of great learning happening around Bruce, and also a lot of fun to start the year. We just had our first Spirit Week and Blast for the year, and it was awesome. I believe there's a tie for first place among the different dens right now. But don't worry, we still have much more planned for you throughout the year. Let's start the year off with two new Grade 6 hosts, William and Alexa. What has been your highlight of the year so far at Bruce?
Probably the Blast, because we got to do lots of challenges and it was really fun.
What den are you in?
I was in Grizzly Bears.
Oh, that's my den. I should know that.
You should.
Well, what's your highlight?
My highlight is probably PA, because I love cooking, and cooking is fun, and I love eating food after.
What about Triple Test Friday math?
Oh, yeah, Triple Test Friday is so much fun.
I thought so.
Like, I love doing it.
Did you actually enjoy Monster Math, both of you?
Yes, I loved Monster Math.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Were you scared about it at first?
Yeah.
It seemed nerve-wracking.
What did you think it was going to be?
Like, super hard, like, grade 8 questions. Or, like, I don't know.
All right.
I thought we would be, like, dividing decimals and stuff.
Oh, okay. So we'll be back with these two, who will be interviewing Mr. McNeil.
Let's talk about it.
Hello, everyone. Today, we are interviewing Mr. McNeil.
Hey, everyone.
We have some couple questions for you.
Okay.
How long have you been a principal for?
Well, I've been a principal here at Bruce. This will be my fourth year as principal. And as a vice principal, I was a vice principal before that for 7 years at Sturgeon Heights, 6 years at Westwood Collegiate, and then 2 years at John Taylor Collegiate.
Wow.
So it's a long time. Longer than you guys have been on this planet. That's old.
Why did you want to become a teacher / principal?
Well, I wanted to become a teacher first, because I really enjoyed working with kids. I've always enjoyed coaching. I really enjoyed trying to be a mentor, but also I think I was influenced by my family, because a lot of my family members, my dad was a teacher, my uncle, my aunt, a number of cousins, kind of teaching is in the family, and it just was something that was really natural and something that I longed to become.
How long have you been teaching for?
This is my 28th year.
Really?
You can believe it.
That's
28th.
Crazy.
Yeah, I started in 1995 at Silver Heights Collegiate.
Wow.
Yeah. Long, long time.
What is your favorite thing to do in Bruce?
My favorite thing is all the things. I love all the, there's a few things I don't like to do, but I love being involved in classrooms. I love being here, answering your guys' questions, being a part of this podcast. I love helping students grow, and that's what I love about middle school, is you guys in grade 6, you're going to be so much different in grade 8, hopefully, and I love to see that growth and that transition. It's my role is just to support your learning and to support teachers in their work, and so I just get to, find a spot for myself and try to help out as much as I can. So every day is unique, and everything's just trying to bring some fun.
What was your most embarrassing moment at Bruce?
Oh, I'm glad you said it, Bruce. Let's keep it there. At Bruce, most embarrassing. Goodness. Maybe when I attempted to sing one time. I've always embarrassed myself. I forget a lot of things. My memory is just terrible. So like sometimes just talking to people and I'll forget their name. And it's someone that I was just speaking to moments ago and their name has left my brain. But I guess that comes with just, you know, being not as young as I used to be.
Hey, what was your most challenging thing you've ever had to do as a principal?
Ooh, well, there's been a number of things, but I'd say off the top of my head, probably the most challenging thing, and we've all experienced it, we were all a part of it, the pandemic, right? Having to shift and trying to plan for something that we've never done before, and school safety, and trying to keep everyone safe, and yet at the same time still engaged with school and not be fearful, still find joy in coming to school, still trying to find a way to connect with families and keep everyone feeling like we're still part of a community, even though we were at times remote. That was really challenging. Definitely by far the pandemic. But I'm proud of the team. I'm proud of what we did. I'd say as a school, and you guys weren't here at the time, but we came out of the pandemic as a school pretty well. People with really good spirits, really good mental health. I mean, there's lots of challenges that came out of there as well, academically, socially, emotionally. I don't want to downplay those, but, you know, overall, I'm proud of the work that the teachers in the school did and the way the students handle it. Yeah.
How many kids have you suspended in your entire career?
How many hairs do you have on your head? No, it's not that many. It's been a few, because, like, you know, if you go back to one of the previous questions, how long have I been a principal? And I'll say this, when I was a younger administrator, when I started out as a vice principal, I thought that I had to be like, you know, the heavy hand, the one that's coming in and just angry all the time and kids had to be fearful of. And I mean, those were my models when I was a young teacher. That's kind of how we dealt with problems. We just tried to scare it away and like, here comes the angry vice principal again. And I realized, no, that doesn't work. So I probably did a lot more suspending when I was that younger vice principal, and I've learned that there are better ways to resolve conflict and to help students grow and learn from their mistakes. So the number of suspensions that I give out in a year now, so far this year, let's say for this year, 4. 1,400. No, just 4.
Okay. What was the most disrespectful class you ever had?
Well, besides you guys, let's see. No, just kidding. No, my most disrespectful class was back when I was still a teacher, and they were just a very energetic group of kids, and I don't think they meant to be disrespectful. They just maybe didn't understand how what they were doing was very disrespectful to others, and it took a lot of conversations and a lot of hard work to get them to be better. Yeah. So way back when I was teaching.
Who was and still your favorite teacher?
Well, besides Mr. Benjaminson, I mean, you know, I've worked with so many great staff. I honestly, the staff here at Bruce, I can't be any more proud of, because of the work that they do every day, the work that they, you know, the way that they connect with students, they connect with each other. They're always about you guys and making sure that your growth is continuing at an exponential rate, I'll say. So yeah, I'm not gonna put one ahead of the other. I'm gonna say the Bruce staff, hands down.
I want to clarify that I had nothing to do with that question.
Oh, Mr. Benjaminson, I didn't know you were here. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening and have a good day.
Thank you, everybody.
Welcome back to the Bearcast. I'd like to take a minute to talk about our Bears Are Good Neighbors program. We are currently collecting boxes of cereal for the Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament. Bring in your cereal boxes and drop them off into the office. Boxes get you lives to get into the big tournament at Sturgeon Heights. The final day to bring in cereal boxes is December 1st. Our school is also collecting items for community-based hampers. A list of items can be found on our school website. We will be collecting items until December 1st. Every item you bring in gets you a ticket to be entered to win a pizza lunch, and the draws are weekly. While the Bearcast has been a pretty popular thing since it started at Bruce, and many students have asked if they can co-host. So, we will be holding auditions for the Bearcast co-hosts. Sign up for the auditions is outside Mr. B's door. Well, that's it for the first episode of the Bearcast 2023. Be good, Bears.